once you've looked at this model, what really bothers me, you've assumed an underlying asset that either goes up to this level or down to that level, nowhere in between, nowhere further out, only two possibilities. What kind of underlying asset behaves like that? Nothing that I know of. Your natural tendency is to say, is that an important assumption or not? At first sight, it looks like it is an important assumption. This also highlights some of the intuition why we don't need the subjective probability, because in this case, we would. Here we have the underlying asset going to three possibilities. Here's our replicating portfolio in each of these three states. And the problem is, if we choose delta and B to satisfy, say, the first and the last one, which is what we just did, I can tell you that it won't satisfy this one. This is an independent equation. So it won't be the right solution for the middle one. We will not be able to replicate the payoff of the option with just the underlying asset in cash. Yes?
If we add another security?
Yes. It would work. One way some people have gotten around this is they say what we're going to do is we're going to value this call option in terms of another call option on the same asset and the risk-less return. And then you can actually derive equations which now show C as a function of the underlying asset price, the risk-less return, let's say, and also a function of the current value of this other option. Essentially, knowing that other option allows me to add another term here. I'm now going to hold a certain number of that other option. So I'd have really three equations and three unknowns, because I'd have delta, B, and the amount I was holding in the other option. And I could solve that for the value of this option in terms of these other three securities, which now include this other option. Yes? No, it's not quite a loop. Because what you'll get, yeah, to know the definite value of anything, it's a loop, right? So what I'm saying is C is going to be some function of S, R, and let's say the value of an option with a different strike price, which I'll just indicate by little k instead of capital K. Well, what this tells you then is a relationship between C and this other option. Without having to know exactly what this is or this is, at least you can use it to decide whether the market has this one priced properly relative to this other one. You may still question whether it got either of them right, but if this formula is right and this is not being priced correctly relative to that one, then you have a riskless arbitrage opportunity in your model. Just in the normal case, I've got C relative to S and R. I don't know what S is, really. The market may get S terribly wrong. It doesn't matter to the fact that the relationship between S and C is not what it says here, then there's a riskless arbitrage opportunity.